Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And Kendall Richardson, well, he's a minister. Minister Kendall Richardson joins us this morning. He is CEO and founder of the Grapevine HIV/AIDS Foundation. And want to talk with us about his 9th annual Youth AIDS Walk right here in Atlanta. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I remember the first walk. Oh, my goodness. We had such a great time. And you have just grown and grown. Well, first of all, tell us about the Grapevine HIV/AIDS Foundation.
Well, people know that, well, if they don't know my testimony, I contracted HIV 18 years ago through oral sex. So as I've grown older, I realized that I should have to give back to the community and educate, motivate, and mobilize people. But the mission of the Grapevine HIV/AIDS Foundation, Inc., is to educate youth, parents, pastors, and community members concerning HIV/AIDS through social media and community involvement. So we're out there trying to save destinies, save lives, mm-hmm. and save generations.
You know, Kendall, I think that for a while we did a great job about educating, and after a while it just dropped off. Nobody was talking about AIDS and HIV anymore.
Yeah, it has been a taboo subject. I think around 97 is where it fully fledged, was in the African-American community, and somehow it's just a taboo subject. I think it has a lot of stigma continuous to, mm-hmm. to be around it, and the stigma stems from homosexuality, because you know, before it was turned to the name change, it was called GRID, which is the gay related infectious disease.
Right.
So the first people that in the United States in 1981 were homosexual males, and we all know that men who have sex with men are the highest rate of people mm-hmm. living with the disease. And so that stigma of homosexuality has continued to perpetuate the disease. And I think that, you know, with being part of the body of Christ and the way that the Bible talks about the lifestyle, there are some people that it angers. There are some people that don't want to talk about it. They just don't want to get into it. And then, you know, this day and time, as society has really changed in same-sex marriage, for you speaking the truth and the word of God now really gets you in trouble. So it's like a 50-50. You don't know which way to go. If you say something wrong, you could go to jail. Hmm. If you say something wrong, you are being disrespectful, or you are not following the norm, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. become an outcast. So I'm in the place of just doing what Jesus has called me to do, and that's continuing to love despite what the situation may be. But my job is to continue to love, and that's all I'm doing.
So what are the numbers for the young people today? And I understand that they are on the rise as well as older people. So what do those numbers look like?
Well, if you're talking about, because I'm coming to Georgia, mm-hmm. The youth actually from 13 to 24 account for 25% of the new infection rate, which is almost matching the national average
wow.
of 31%. There in Fulton County, as even last year, I was speaking to Fulton County Health Department, because they come out to the event every year and do testing. There was an upsurge in Fulton County between 13 and 24 with syphilis.
Mm.
So you're coming to really understand why are youth between 13 and 24 contracting syphilis. We all know syphilis was a disease that was what you want to say back in the day, the 50s mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But for it to spring up like this between youth to 13 and 24 right there in Fulton County, there is something going on.
Absolutely.
And that is what we need to start addressing. I believe that STDs and HIV and AIDS are an end result, and we need to start talking about the things. And one of the things that God actually put in my spirit is that to talk to people is that they got to start being responsible for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that once people learn who they are, what their purpose is, not everybody, but I believe a majority of the people will start to do better, will start taking better care of themselves, mm-hmm. realizing that you just can't give yourself to any and everybody. You have to ask questions. In this day and time, you must get tested. There are some things going on now that in your throat, the throat issue with throat cancer is stemming from HPV in your throat. A lot of people don't even know that you have to get tested in your throat, because mm-hmm. if you do a normal routine blood test, HPV will not show up in your throat. A lot of people don't know that, but there's a lot of people now that have throat cancer, and that's stemming from the sexually transmitted disease, HPV, and it does not show up in a routine blood test. But you now, when you start to go to the doctor, you need to get tested with the blood test. You need to tell them to test you in your throat. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to be vulgar, but if people are doing activities, make sure that their anus is also tested. Those three areas, you want to make sure now with these sicknesses and diseases that are coming out, that those are the areas that you want to be tested in and make sure that you are 100% safe.
Wow. Wow. And, yeah. And we can't do any. We have to advocate for ourselves. Nobody else is going to do it for us.
Yes.
So talk about the ninth annual Youth AIDS Walk. It's happening March 28th on a Saturday at Piedmont Park on the 10th Street side. And then there's a walk and a rally. So talk about the speakers and the featured artist.
I am so excited about this. The ninth annual Youth AIDS Walk is definitely in effect. This year's theme is advancing the kingdom. God is doing so many good things, and I'm excited about it. We're going to meet from 7 to 9 a.m. at the Piedmont Park 10th Street side. Like you said, it's registration. And we're going to be there registering. Everybody that is going to be a part of it, from 9 to 11, we will be walking from the 10th Street side. We're going to be walking in the street. We're going to walk up 10th Street. We're going to make a left on Peachtree Street. We're going to walk all the way through downtown Atlanta. We're going to take over downtown Atlanta and walk all the way to Mitchell Street. At Mitchell Street, we're going to make another left and go all the way up Mitchell. We are now, and we are blessed to be the first organization on a Saturday to do an event at the new Liberty Plaza. That is 216 Capitol Avenue, the new 1,300-seater facility that they have, which is outside, and they have two stages there. Mm-hmm. So it will no longer be on the Capitol steps as they have been in the past, but it's going to be at the new Liberty Plaza, and I'm excited about that. And that's going to be from 12 to 4 o'clock. We'll be there. Fulton County Health and Wellness, the mobile unit will be there, testing for HIV and chlamydia and gonorrhea. Mm-hmm. And I do believe also syphilis. I think they're going to do all of those tests. So you can come out and get tested for free. Some of the speakers will be including myself, Hawanda Calloway, Moses Sands Jr., Lisa Britt, Sharon Jones, and Bishop Richardson is one of the pastors in one of the churches. Temple of Blessings is one of the churches that have sponsored this year, and I'm excited about them being a part of it. Mm-hmm. We are going to... It's going to be hosted by Mimi Johnson and the Triple Threat live band. I'm excited about it. We're going to have a live band out there. DJ Rock Nice is coming all the way from Baltimore. We have some youth that are coming from out of town. Derek Thompson is coming from out of town. We have a group out of Florida coming out of from out of town. It's just some awesome. We're having featuring New Purpose. We're mm-hmm. having Rayshawn Carson, Globy, Okereke, Lady Von Sell, Belcher, Just B. We're having Dre, Magic, and Little J. We're having Carlos Grown-Man Porter and BJ Coleman. We're just having a whole bunch of artists that is coming out there. We're having Obi-Wan coming out there. So I'm excited about the community coming together and making a statement to the youth. So definitely I'm asking parents and pastors to come out. And I think that when people are in a place of influence, and you have the ability to use your influence, use it for the positive things. And what we're trying to do is save a generation mm-hmm. and save a youth from dying early, because people are still dying with HIV and AIDS. Believe it or not, they are still dying. My best friend died, and he wanted to even help with the cause. He was 25 years old. And he was 6'2" and about 100 pounds when he passed away. Mm-hmm. And it was due to Kaposi sarcoma, which is cancer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it just ate away his entire body. But those are the things that we're out there trying to stress, that young people are still dying. There are young people in hospice without families that come and visit them because of the lifestyle that they chose to live, or the things mm-hmm. that they did, or someone burnt bridges. But how can you leave somebody and not continue to love them with a human life? And that's what we want to be able to do. So March 28th, we're also selling T-shirts. You can go online to register, donate. You can go to the website, www.thegrapevine HIV AIDS Foundation.com. So it's www.thegrapevineHIVAIDSFoundation.com. Again, it's www.thegrapevineHIVAIDSFoundation.com. You can register, you can donate, and you can purchase the T-shirts for the walks. I'm telling you, the T-shirt design is awesome. On the back is "We Won't Stop." You all know that also. We have a song that was created out of the walk as of last year, and we have the song is sung by one of the artists, and he's going to be performing it, Just B. And "We Won't Stop" is the name of the song. You can go to iTunes, all digital downloads. It's "We Won't Stop," and it's talking about HIV and AIDS. So we're doing two things at one time. It's also promoting the song and also doing this walk. And I'm excited about what God is doing. He's just taking it from the streets. He's taking it from the airwaves, and God is just about to expand more. So that's why this year's theme is Advancing the Kingdom.
All right. All right. Minister Kendall Richardson, we look forward to seeing you. 9th Annual Youth AIDS Walk, Saturday, March 28th. Go to thegrapevineHIVAIDSFoundation.com for more information. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.